You've heard and read enough about JCPenney this year. All the mistakes a new young CEO made, the horrible results, the hundreds of millions it cost stockholders. But the final chapter in the reclamation of the company is worth its own exclamation mark. The company has pitched out the last vestige of the failed Don Johnson regime, his logo. Among all the critical elements in retailing that he tried to change overnight was JCPenney's brand and its logo. He changed the brand to JCP and changed the Penny logo from the simple all-type JCPenney name to a design that only a CEO could love. He wanted the new logo to represent a new pricing philosophy that he called square deal pricing. So naturally, the simple JCPenney type became a large square with a smaller square in the top left-hand corner of the big square. The smaller square had the initials JCP. That meant, of course, that the new JCP brand was only 25% as big as the logo wherever it was used. So the situation was a new, unfamiliar brand name reduced to one quarter of a new, unfamiliar logo. If the reclamation effort of JCPenney were dealing only with the logo, at least that made sense. Little else at JCPenney has for the last couple years. Rest in peace, JCP.
John Malmo is a Memphis marketing consultant who advises companies on their advertising and marketing. To ask Mr. Malmo your own question, visit askmalmo.com.